This is Tactless by Yin. It's a teeny tiny snippet that was written for Aurora 84. "Wow," Julian said flatly, hauling Emmett by the arm with as much force as he could discreetly apply during a cocktail party. "You really are completely tactless." He hustled them both through the nearest door and locked it behind them. "Huh, home theater. Like, real home theater, with red velvet seats and everything." He let go of Emmett's arm and squared his shoulders, agitatedly straightening his cuffs. Emmett gave him a look that was pure annoyance, with a predicted slide toward pouty. "Julian, that old bastard was hitting on you, right in front of me." "He was not," Julian answered automatically, then thought better of it. "Okay, he probably was, but that was no excuse to intimate that he owned stock in Viagra." Emmett's jaw came up with the bullish pose that Julian found charming against his will. "I wanted to punch him." Julian raised a hand to rub his forehead, covering his eyes. "He's 106, E. I would so not go there. You don't need to defend my honor. I can handle myself just fine." "I know," Emmett said mulishly. "I still want to punch him." Julian parted his fingers to peek out at Emmett. He never really got tired of looking at him, and he was pretty sure he never would. Whether he was in his usual snug-in-the-ass cargo pants or a well-cut tuxedo like tonight, Emmett caught and held Julian's eye every time. "My hero," he said, letting his voice go high and sing-songy. "Shut up," Emmett growled, but he was starting to smile. "No, really," Julian said, walking closer. "However can I repay your chivalry?" "You could detail my car," Emmett suggested, "or feed Daisy." He laughed out loud when Julian shuddered. "Or maybe you could just take me home and do unspeakable things to my innocent body." Julian wrapped one hand around the back of Emmett's neck and leaned in close. "You have an innocent body?" he asked, one eyebrow going up. "Where do you keep it?" The end.